Or from the words of the Ari, and moving to what?
We're going to move to the next part of the lesson now. And since our friends are going out and spreading the Kabbalah Lam newspaper all over Israel, and whole newspapers talking about the messages of unity and about the big convention that's coming, so the friends who have been spreading it around the disseminators are saying that we're missing a clear feeling of what the newspaper speaks of, its content, and how to give it out. So what we wanted to do is several things. First, to give a quick review of what the content is there in general. Then maybe read some verses, maybe some chosen articles from there, and hear from friends like May and others who are here to give us good advice of how to give out the newspaper.
I just want to add that these things are critically important, more important than the lesson itself, because if we connect to this action, even those who don't go out to hand out things because, say, they have other tasks, we should know and connect to this. The newspaper is now the center of our connection. We have tens, but they all connect around the newspaper in order to use it to influence the people of Israel and really hit them with our dissemination. And after the Congress, we'll publish another newspaper or even two, or even we'll start doing this routinely and distribute it. So let's all join into that and learn how to do it better. Most importantly is how to connect and draw the light. Please.
So I'm going to give a quick review of the newspaper. On the main page, we have a column calling upon all the people of Israel, all the people to vote for whoever they want to. And no matter what party they desire, they should remember that we're one nation above everything. Even though there are different characters, a big variety of people, that shows that we have a spirit of unity and not that each is voting for them and that's why he's like that. On the other hand, there's an editorial that talks about being one family. There's a great article here about the story of the people of Israel. Who are you, the people of Israel, who is from the days of Abraham till today, from Babylon to today's Babylon? And we should say that these contents are taken from the book of Why We Are Hated, the book that was edited by Oren Levy, and whoever wants, there's also a code that you can scan and download the book free right here. It's kind of a taste of it. On the next column, there's two things. One is a column from Rav Leitman where he tells us how much he's absorbed anti-Semitism prior to coming to Israel, and how he heard from his teacher, and how Baal HaSulam was very concerned with the problem of anti-Semitism and its solution of the people of Israel, in the unity of the people of Israel, and for the problem of anti-Semitism, and that there's a great article there that relates to this phenomena which is increasing in the world about the threat it has on the Jews in the world, or its anti-Israeli version of it. And here's the place that we find the source of anti-Semitism and the solutions to them in this book that is being presented here. Once again, I'm reminding that.
And also the book, Why People Hate Us, in this corner with a QR code.
Exactly. You can scan it through a QR code on your phone and download it and for free. On the next page, there's a short article that talks about the state of the world, where the world is going more and more. You can really see it as global, integral, and how technology is advancing, whether it's robotics, artificial intelligence, and how humanity is moving to a situation where there won't be any employment for people, and what will they do? Either they connect between them, there's a solution that we're offering. On the next page on the left, we have here the letter of unity in the human society and the Israeli society that was sent by the Minister of Education.
That's on yellow.
Right, and this is something that was sent to all the teachers by the Ministry of Education, where it describes very beautifully how unity is the solution for everything. Against that, we brought forth teachers, and each of them is telling how they've either implemented or haven't, and what they're missing, so that this letter, so that meaning that this unity will immerse and trickle through to the young generation, and they're describing it really beautifully. On the last page, there are two columns. One in the name of a building woman, a constructive woman, talks about how the women and their role is about to become very important in humanity, and how it is becoming that, and how their strength is to make their family and all of humanity to one big family if they unite. And a column that tells us about the convention and how much it's a convention to a good life and a solution to everything, and an advertisement that invites people to our convention and be with us. That is the newspaper in short. Next.
Why are you looking at me?
So I'm saying, from here there's a possibility of going and reading a few of the articles from within it.
I don't know. What do you think that's most important for us? I think that this story about the foundation of Israel is not so... It's clear to us all. I don't know what we should read. No.
There's no must that we can... Each of us can receive it, even electronic version of it, and read it.
Don't look at me. What do you want from me? These things are not the usual.
Okay, so first of all, I want to say two things. First of all, for me, myself, I said that I have a lot of critique on the content of the newspaper. And
okay, it took us half a day to do it. So what do you want?
So I'm saying, if anyone has like opinions, I'm happy to receive them. And I'm writing these reviews and these critiques. It's also important.
That's great. So the more, the merrier.
Two, the second is maybe it's time that we should move to mail, and maybe the friends can tell us how they're going out to disseminate it, how it's helping the people of Israel, and how they're doing that. Maybe Smagin can also maybe share.
Okay. First of all, this newspaper only arrived on Thursday, and the system isn't really built to hand it out in an organized way. So as we go, we are building the system, and we're trying to find conclusions and how, what's the best way to do it the next time. At the moment, what we think is to finish the distribution until Wednesday, when then our intention is to take as less people as possible out of the morning lessons, so that people can do it on their free time. So that's why what we did is passed on all the newspapers to the different groups on Thursday, so that Friday they can go out. Because Friday is the best day. You can meet people outside. Most of the days people just work in their offices, you can't meet them. Our goal is to now move on to the next stage, which is to give it to people in their homes. When you put it at their door, a person maybe has 30 minutes or an hour, and he can just go to a tower or three buildings, and you hand out 100 newspapers or so. So now we're planning on how people on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday will give all the newspapers, and what's ever left will come. And if there are a few newspapers left in the Wednesday morning, in the morning lesson, we'll use this time to disperse the newspapers in places we haven't handed them out yet. That's the plan right now.
We could do it also after the Congress for a couple of days to do it.
Oh, okay, fine.
Not at the expense of the quality of dissemination.
No, it's not about quality. It's about the morning lesson. If we can do it, so we'll do it. Regarding the conclusions about the newspaper, I would like all the friends who went out share us, and we'll get some response from the women somehow. from this we've learned that as opposed to the Bnei Baruch group in Petach Tikva, all the other groups have a WhatsApp groups, and so they can help each other and give impressions and get enthusiasm through that. And for example, one woman friend discovered that if she tells a person it's a newspaper, it's not politics, it opens his heart. It doesn't run away from it. So we're trying to pass on this information to the public. One more thing is, we have a dilemma. Should we say this is a newspaper from Kabbalah Al-Am or not? Because there are different responses to this sentence. And because we're such a large amount of people, we don't yet know how to build a WhatsApp group so we can share our impressions, so that every moment when you're out, you can know and learn what to say, what not to say, because we learn through the action. I don't think no one knows all this teaching on his own. So my impression is, I went to the market in Hatikva neighborhood. It's a very authentic and popular place. One thing I can say is, no one, when I said Kabbalah Al-Am, no one said anything negative. That was real nice. They said, Kabbalah Al-Am, Rav Lightman, yes, bring. Some said, we don't want, but I never heard even one negative word about us or about the organization or anything. So that was very nice. Again, what I said, say it's not politics, it's to connect the people. And the advantage here is you go into conversations with the people, and you really can get to a state that you can invite people to the Congress. This work of meeting people face-to-face, it's a wonderful thing. We gotta have to learn where the best places where you have the time to talk to people. Maybe when we say train stations, it's good because you can give a newspaper to a person, but it's not the best time for people to talk. In the market, people have time to talk. That's it. That's my conclusion. Conclusions, if anyone wants to add, please.
There are no announcements here about our courses. There's no advertisements.
No, we invited people to the Congress. That was our goal.
Good.
So I went out yesterday for about an hour, and I handed out maybe 40 papers. But I did take some notes, and I had some observations. It was different for me, obviously, because I'm not Israeli, and I don't speak Hebrew very at all.
ברור שזה שונה בשבילי, כי אני לא ישראלי ואני לא דובר עברית.
שלום, תודה רבה, שבת שלום. But I did see that the difference between shoving a newspaper out at somebody and...
אבל ראיתי שיש הבדל בין לדחוף למישהו את העיתון
or presenting it with the header
או שאני מציג אותו ככה עם הכותרת כשהם עוברים ליד
gave them the chance to read what the paper was about.
ואז נתן להם צ'אנס לקרוא על מה העיתון.
ו?
And?
And some people would see it. It's already dissemination in that sense.
ואז
and they weren't scared this way.
ואז זה כאילו קצת הפצה בצורה כזאת, והם לא חוששים.
They'd stop and maybe even come back and say, oh, is it Kabbalah Al-Am? Oh, okay, yeah, I would take that.
ואז הם כאילו מסתכלים, רואים, אה, זה Kabbalah Al-Am? טוב, אני אקח את זה.
Also that when other friends were with me or we were close, it was better because people saw that it wasn't, we were friendly, we were having some fun.
וגם ראיתי שכשאנחנו כמה חברים ביחד, אז זה יותר טוב, כי אנחנו קרובים אחד לשני, אנחנו ידידותיים אחד לשני, ואז אנחנו כאילו נהנים, אז אנשים מרגישים יותר נוח עם זה.
It wasn't like a job or I was trying to hand out the advertisements or something like this. It looked like something...
זה לא כאילו אני באיזושהי עבודה, והעבודה שלי זה עכשיו לדחוף לאנשים עיתונים, כאילו פרסום או משהו כזה.
The only other thing I thought was... maybe a stand or something with a bigger placard, a bigger poster of Kabbalah Al-Am or something.
עוד דבר זה שאולי כדאי שיהיה איזשהו סטנד ועם איזה פלקט כזה, פוסטר של קבלה לעם.
That you can stand by and people can see that maybe even more from a distance because they come, when they saw it, Kabbalah, they come to you even. And if you have time to talk and give advice, you know.
כי ככה אנשים פשוט יראו את זה יותר מרחוק, ואז אנשים יראו שזה קבלה לעם, ואז גם יבואו, ויש לך צ'אנס גם לדבר איתם.
Other materials we can hand out and things, but.
ואפשר לחלק עוד חומרים.
Overall, it was really a beautiful experience. I enjoyed it tremendously. I loved meeting the people and having an opportunity to. And every time I handed a paper, I felt like I could feel there's a connection. They took the paper, it meant they were part of the club now to me.
אז קודם כל אני מאוד מאוד נהניתי וגם יצר תחושה של קשר.
They were forever, we were connected somehow in this. And I was with the friends from Tel Aviv, so.
ואז גם כל פעם שאני מחלק את העיתון, זה יוצר תחושה של קשר. הם כאילו הופכים להיות ככה חלק מהמועדון.
If they didn't take the paper, then we get them next time.
ואם לא לקחו עיתון, אז יקחו פעם בה. וגם מאוד נהניתי מהעבודה עם החבר'ה מתל אביב.
לחיים לטעות.
לחיים לטעות.
יש לי ניסיון, אני חילקתי פעמיים.
I have an experience. I went out twice to the newspaper on Thursday evening. And on Friday morning, Thursday, it was the one we were in the train station in Ramat Gan. And really, people are about to travel on the train. Each is engaged in himself. So it's like you're pushing the newspapers and you don't know if you should hide that it's Kabbalah Lam or to present it as Kabbalah Lam. We didn't get guidance, so we didn't know how to behave. And there's kind of a feeling that was unpleasant. No one needs it, and you also don't know how to present it. It's like asking, what's this? And you don't know how to answer. It wasn't clear. Friday, it turned out that I went out alone in Ramat Gan and Bialik Street, and it's a place where all the stores are there, all the businesses. They said to me, go to the stores and present them the newspaper. I changed my approach. I started to say, hello, how are you? What's going on? I started to talk to them. There's something interesting here, a Kabbalah Lam newspaper, and it's not political, not religious, something very qualitative, and people were interested, and asked them, do you want me to leave you the newspaper, another one? And I said, do you want the newspaper? Yes, yes, give me a few, like that. It was a completely different approach, and it's like when you enter, and you're kind of like with the pride that you have something to pass on to them, something important. And they were also, like Meir said, a conversation would open up. You can invite people to the convention. What I'm about to say here is that the qualitative passing it from hand to hand is much more of an experience, and the message is much greater than just putting it by the door or to push it to people who are in a rush to some places.
Ravim, there are friends from the groups in Israel that handed out newspapers, and we want to say we should hear them.
Please, it's not me, yes.
Groups of Israel, whoever handed out newspapers and you're here, you want to say something, please put a question mark or exclamation mark, and, of course, here in the hall.
Jerusalem wants to say something about the newspaper dissemination?
In the past, we handed out newspapers, so we have the experience of giving newspapers from one hand to another, which is a wonderful thing. But I think that putting the newspapers at the door is wonderful. This way, you make sure that a person will put it in his house and not just leave it somewhere and he'll have it in his house.
Yes, usually it could be a little bit more distant. It could be so. Okay. So you didn't start yet, yes, disseminating in Jerusalem.
We have started. For example, yesterday I went out with one friend, and some other friends here also handed out the newspapers. It's a very special experience. If you do it with the right intention, you understand the greatness of this thing we're doing. And people also accept the newspaper in a very positive light. It also connects you very much to the friend that does this action with you. I highly recommend that everyone does it and be part of it. It's very special.
Yesterday, we did a lecture at the Dead Sea and in Tiberias. There we also gave out new spirits, but then we discovered that on the beach, people are relaxed. You need to find places where people are sitting and they can read it at that moment. And they received the newspapers and they already opened and because they have time. So I think you have to look in beautiful days to look in parks and on the beaches. For sure they will start reading it and they'll be kind of
Have time. That's nice. That's correct. Okay, guys, I'm not determining, but Be'er Sheva.
We also gave it out on the market of Friday. People during that time are kind of walking around. They're looking for what to do. They're sitting in coffee shops. So we're pretty free to receive the newspaper, and we also entered into the coffee shops and offered it to them to put it in their kiosks and places where people gather, and they also agreed. And we also offered it to people as like a newspaper for the Sabbath to read when they're in their calm to read it. The idea was also to
We can't hear you. Lost the sound.
Can you hear?
Yeah.
So the intention was to give it out to people before Shabbat because there's a certain phenomenon where people are looking for a newspaper to have for the Sabbath. So to put it also in their on the bulletin boards and places like that, because before the Sabbath there's a chance that they'll take it to read.
When you put it in a mailbox, it usually goes to the garbage pile, which stands by the mailbox. So, check it. But usually that's the way it is. Everywhere, the worst place to disperse is the mailbox.
The instructions were very clear. We do not put it in the mailboxes. It's instructions. No putting it in mailboxes. The Ashkelon group, no.
I went out on Thursday with a saf when we came to take all the newspapers, and I really felt that every time you give a newspaper with a smile and intention, they received it with a smile and a good feeling. I think that's a very important thing. Every time you have to feel that you're giving a gift. I'm really happy to pass on this big gift to them. That's all.
Wonderful. First of all, this action is not so... It's such a blessed thing because the whole members of the group can participate in it. If there would be times that only I had certain qualifications to write or to be on the campus or in this and that, this is an actual action that everyone in the group can participate in. I got to give out door-to-door and also to give it from hand-to-hand. And like the friend said, in the doors it's excellent because the person, it's before his door. He'll bring it into the house and there's several people in the house that could, peruse through it and see it. That's a very good thing. And it's quick, like Meir said. You go up into a building on top, you go down, and whoop, a whole package went down, and you just give it out in one building like that. And from hand to hand, we really gave out yesterday in all kinds of places while we were doing other actions of dissemination, and there wasn't one person that didn't take it. It was really like that. Everyone takes, asks questions. We're much better well known than we think they are. I mean, people know us, they recognize us, they see it, they smile, they say thank you. It's really such a blessed action.
Yesterday, I took 20 newspapers, I put them into my pocket, and every person I know by my house or at the store, I'm going to do it in my work days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So what I'm saying is, I have a gift to give you. It's the best thing that happened to me in my life. It's Kabbalah. It talks about connection. Also, non-political, above all the different political parties and separations. It's very, very special. The thing is, if you all have in your pocket or in your bag 10 or 15 newspapers, these opportunities happen during the day. It's the best quality. If you give it to one, to a person in his hand and you talk about it, you can invite him to the Congress as well.
I also took a few newspapers. I also disseminated in my area to people, but I did do additional actions. I went to the guy at the grocery store and I said, how can we spread this? He said, listen, there's the Israel Today newspaper. Why don't you put it next to that? So whoever took the Israel Today also took that also, because they're already used to taking the free ones, so I take another one with them. And I also walked in the neighborhood early in the morning. People are going in the bus to their shopping. So I put it on the bench, kind of folded over with an invitation to connection, you know, on top of the bench like that. And I kind of observed it from the side to see, and I see people are sitting down. The first thing they look at it, and many took each time from this nice pile. And it was nice time to sit there in the bus station to see this invitation to connection. It's like an invitation is already a very personal thing, so I put it there for the first time, up above. I also wanted to say that before this election, I looked at the newspaper, I read it a little, I understood, I connected to it, to the newspaper itself, and only then I started to give it out, because I understood why I need to put that invitation before, for them to see and that it's more attractive to the people that are in my area. That's it.
Carmiel. Good morning, everyone. We handed out newspapers in the train station in Carmiel and out in the street, in the boardwalk. In the train, everyone's in a hurry, so they go in fast, and it's good because people want it, then they pass it on in the train. But at a certain state, the manager of the station said, here, the only newspapers allowed are the famous newspapers, Yediot Ahronot, Yisrael Hayom. So he asked us not to go into the train station. Out in the boardwalk, it was interesting because we went into coffee shops, and one of the people, when I gave him the newspaper, he opened it and he said, this is exactly what I was looking for. He looked at this article, Constructive Woman, that's what he wanted, Building Woman, and he invited me to a coffee at his expense, and we talked, I told him about the Congress, and it opens a lot of opportunities.
Oh, Ken. Guy.
In Hadera, we received 3,000 newspapers to hand out. On Thursday, we went out. We went to hand them out hand to hand, and also by the doors. In the doors, it's quantity, and I think that it's something that we succeeded. I think we maybe managed to hand out about 500 of them that way. It's true that in the doors, in the back part, we folded it and made it point towards the door. I don't remember exactly, but I think it says invitation to connection. And we put it in such a way that people can see immediately the writing there that says invitation to connection. Let's hope that everyone bring it inside, and they'll read it, the whole family, on the Sabbath. That's it. Very connecting.
Evgeny.
Yesterday I also handed out in Ramat Gan. I saw that this method of to give a person a hand, instinctively he'll take it. But I guess that most of the newspapers went to the garbage. But if you present it to him and you can see what it is, There's a moment he stops and he decides. And then you can say a few words about this. What's it about? Well, that's the first thing. Secondly, some people said, oh, it's Leitman, it's Nebuch, it's Kabbalah. I see something positive. I immediately turn the newspaper around and I tell them about the Congress. So many people said, yeah, I'm going to come. Why? Because they heard it's good. It's this evening, that evening. Immediately, it's a high quality opportunity to invite people to the Congress. If they show some positive sign, it's very important to invite them. Oh, also, some people asked for a newspaper in Russian, and I didn't have to give them.
Yesterday, the Zichron group handed out, also in the train station and also in the shopping center, but I have a question, an essential question. I have a feeling, like the friends were talking, that when you put a newspaper on the door and they bring it in, if it makes sense to put newspapers in malls and places like that on the windshield of a car, because when a person takes this into his car, he'll probably bring it inside. What will happen with it, we're not sure, but maybe it's worthwhile to go on such a concept because it can open another opening. Another question I would ask, I'm a teacher, let's say in the teacher's lounge, we can maybe put some of these out with an invitation to connection or something like that. Whether it's correct or not correct, I would be happy for an answer about that.
Who can answer that? Chaim, do you have experience with that?
As far as the windshields, we did it several times, this matter of putting it on windshields. Not newspapers, we put flyers on windshields. And it could be. Most cultural people don't throw it and they put it in their car if they're not wanting to loiter, but we didn't continue with that for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe at some point that was kind of a decision that was made.
We have to ask Hanoch,
attorney. That's as far as that. You can always try. There are no rules. There are no laws here. It's not like we know what works and what doesn't.
Maybe we have to ask Hanoch about it, because putting stuff on your personal property or your car, we have to have Hanoch's
really? I don't know.
Authorization.
So ask Hanoch. I don't know. Maybe about this.
There is no problem to put it in a parking lot. What we should do, like any other business, if you go into someone else's shop, you don't leave newspapers without his okay. Usually it happens also in a parking lot. There's usually a guard there. You just tell him, I'm just handing out newspapers. 99%, there's no problem. They'll say okay.
There's someone else there. Garrick wants to say something, and someone else there. Well, the veterans of the hand of the disseminators.
Yesterday we went out with Sasha in the morning, immediately after the lesson, after the hummus meal. We went to the market, and I think this is a great thing to do, to go out as a couple. Doing this work when you're with a friend helps you feel the connection between you, and it passes on to the people.
We handed out 4,000 newspapers in Netanya, most of them in Shvaim and in the malls, and we simply went out and read a verse, an excerpt, 3-4 friends, and the women also in Shvaim. We came out with a smile, and we said Shabbat Shalom. We handed out the newspaper. Usually most people, no one said they wouldn't take it. And the people who are traveling there with their open windows in their cars, you can pass it on to them as well, hand it to them. Most of them took the newspaper, and we also checked in the parking lots. We noticed if they were thrown later or not. I only saw a few newspapers thrown, and most of them, I think, they were taken. It was a simple way, with a smile. Blessed Sabbath.
Nice. Just to mention that the matter of cars, we decided what we used to hand out in Crossroads, because of the safety, we're asking the friends not to pass, to give these newspapers the street lights. If you're outside a parking lot and the car comes out, okay, but don't stand at street lights. Guys, we have enough safe places to pass on this newspaper.
Not to a moving car?
No.
Okay. I wanted to say that I didn't know that you can't do it in the junctions. I was in the Renana Kvasaba junction.
You love these junctions. Yeah.
It's my beloved junction. So what do I have to say? That, as far as I'm concerned, is very qualitative handing out dissemination, because he takes it with him home into his car, and I can see that he opens it up right away. Or it's someone next to him, he immediately opens and looks. That's one thing. The first page needs to be stand out. It has to really be beautiful. And
well, we'll do it better. Okay. I was in Arlozorov train station in Tel Aviv. There's also a bus station and a train station. People who walk to the train, usually they're in a hurry. So you can smile to them. That's it. Now, whoever folded the newspapers did it with a connection instead of Kabbalah Lam showing. So that was good. And I used the fact that there's a whole line of cabs waiting for passengers. So I went to the drivers. And they're sitting and waiting. So I gave them a newspaper. And also the bus drivers. There's a line of buses. And the central bus, there's a central bus station there. And some people are waiting for a bus. So they're just sitting. They have nothing to do. So you come to them. And of course, that's very easy to give them this thing.
Excellent.
I would recommend in general in the newspaper to look for news when the newspaper is printed. Make it the most relevant to that time. So even small news like a short column will be relevant.
That has to really stand out, first of all. Very well.
Also
crosswords or
crossword puzzles, yeah, would be great.
I had the privilege on Friday at 4 o'clock to be here when the newspapers came, and because there's no one to join, I asked to take some newspapers, and I and my wife asked her to come down and we'll go and give them out together. And so we gave out from door to door first. That was already 5. We passed it from door to door in a couple of buildings. Then we moved to the main street. And it started to get dark, and people kind of like this and that, arguing. There were a couple of guys talking, and I came and I said, look, I want to give you something. It's a newspaper of the connection of the people of Israel, love of friends. They say to me, what love? What are you talking about? Look at the chaos. Look at what happened in the elections. Look what hatred. I said, exactly because of that, this newspaper came out. This is the perfect timing for it. So him to see how you can rise above this and connect. And somehow I got into a talk with them. Before that, they didn't agree to take. I tried to explain, and really both of them took the newspaper. I kind of went by like that. Me and Esther went through a quantity of people. We gave out for 2 hours. It became dark. But people, some of them had a big resistance, not from the newspaper itself, but the idea of connection. Everyone said, what connection? What connection are you talking about? Where does such a connection exist? And I'm trying to explain to them like this, kind of in a gentle way, that why it's worthwhile. And that's how it was. Next day, the morning of Friday, I went out at 6:30 from here with Yossi Shapadnov and another guy called Pasha from Be'er Sheva. We went to the train station here in the industrial, very dormant. So we gave out to a few people there and to the guard. And then we went to the main street. On Friday, there was more of a desire for people to take the newspaper. And we put out maybe 150 newspapers we handed out in about 2 hours, like that, from hand to hand. And people were pretty receptive at that point on Friday. They accepted it. Most of them took. I don't know if they'll read it or not, but that's what happened. And I think this qualitative handing from hand to hand is very good.
I'd like to just add that if we decide to publish a newspaper every month or so, we have to start looking for places that we always hand out those newspapers, and we'll have stands just like all the other newspapers in supermarkets. We have a friend who has a network of 8 different supermarkets, and it will be worth the time and the effort to connect to people so that we'll have the newspapers always the same place. Once a month we just put the newspapers there.
We need to think. I can't say how much means we have for such a thing. There's no lack in materials, but we need to make a calculation of its cost relative to the benefit. But it's very beneficial for us, for sure. Connection is the essence of the Creator. Connection. It's the essence of the Creator. And if you're going with this to disseminate amongst the people of Israel, there's no action that is more essential, central, that operates for correction. This is why it's worthwhile. Well, let's see. We'll make the calculations. I think that, nevertheless, for the people of Israel, still, this is an approach that should work. Both from us handing it out and from us going out with this, all of it together, it seems like it's a very beneficial act. You'll see this on your own. Yes, Moshe.
Why, when we have campus lessons, we have a few hours to explain to people what connection is, and people come with preparation. You don't come to a campus without preparation. So we had a conversation with you. You asked us, why are you telling them about connection? You don't do it immediately. It takes time. And here we just jump on people. The whole newspaper is about connection. I'm not saying we shouldn't, but
it depends at what height and the background of what. If you're talking about the separation amongst the people, that the people understand what extent that it's opposite, then first of all, you have already an interest in the matter. Secondly, to explain that our fate as the people of Israel depends on this, and it's our salvation from all the problems also is easy to explain. I think that in the campus, I spoke about the fact that if you want to explain the whole matter of connection with the system, with the whole diagram and everything, but the idea that comes from the soul, that's things that they can agree or disagree. But the matter itself, that connection is the salvation according to the nature, ecology, and all those things, as we learn this from nature, and that we need to be together, and the development of humanity pushes us in this direction, like it or not, I think that those things can be explained in the newspaper. We'll do it together.
Yeah, it's just that if you don't give the background, at least some of the background about the root of it, everyone says these things.
So I'm telling you, it's not necessarily the background. The background could be problematic. Adam Rishon, the shattering and all that, that's mysticism. Who knows what's happening there with the soul. Here you're saying that nature leads us to be in harmony on all of its levels, also on the level of people.
That's what I'm saying. That's the background. Nature.
Yes, just in that way. Are you going to tell me more about the matter of money? Are we ready to do such a thing or not?
Money, it's simple. It costs about 100,000 newspapers, costs 15 or 20,000 shekels. Depends how many pages every newspaper.
How much should this cost us, Dudi?
Between 15,000 to 20,000 shekels to 100,000 newspapers. That's net.
100,000 newspers, 15,000 or
closer
to
20,000. About 17 cents agorot for every newspaper,
including the VAT.
So I just want to say, as of today, maybe Yael can correct me. We invest to all the material in the internet. We do produce material in the internet. So for one person to see a video clip of you or on Facebook or YouTube, you have to invest thousands of shekels. That's how the system is. So as of today, we invest between 2,000 or 3,000 shekels every month.
2,000, 3,000 a month?
Yeah, and here it's 20,000. So, but what's the advantage here? Here you can go back to the people. So that's what Mail said. If we're going to hand out, we have to do it in a regular way. So a person will know there's a certain place. You go back to this place and you get the newspaper. And we can be in the same places, and people can read it a few times a year. Otherwise, it's a shame if you read it just once and that's all. Of course, we can do both, but the benefit of giving a person a newspaper in his hand, you can't measure it. A person's impression, of course, it's bigger.
Yes, but what do we have by being on the internet for so long already?
Okay, I can say also it's the same. We handed out 1 million newspapers, so right. What did we get out of it? You don't know. You can't make these calculations.
The internet question is repeating itself again and again. It seems like the newspaper is very primitive, and why doesn't Rav aim us only to the internet lately?
There's this matter of organizing and going out to disseminate, practically. There's a matter when you hand it out to between one person, handing it out to a different person. There's a matter of a person knowing, he knows this Kabbalah Alam, and he opens it and he reads it. So it depends how you read and how you make the newspaper, but still, it seems to me that we also see that in all the different countries in the world, you see that a newspaper is still, of course, it's less than it used to be, and it's important, but it's still there. It's still there. Not only in the internet. It's also there, live. So, I don't know. Maybe, I'm talking about this time of the elections, where this whole country, because all of these wars between the different political parties and all, so there's some excitement in this country. So maybe you can just jump on this wave and explain that in contrast of this whole separation, we have to unite, and maybe we can publish one or two newspapers about that. That's what I think. Yes, Moshi.
Just one example, and let's say in 4,000 shekel on YouTube, your invitation to the convention was seen by 400,000 people, almost 500,000 people. It's hard to compare. You probably need this and that, but we need to be aware that in a very little amount of money on YouTube, and people know what it is, and I can also know how much they watched, whether they watched 50%, 70%, 100%. I can also go back to them later. There's no doubt that selling something, everyone has moved to Facebook and YouTube. As far as advertisement, that you're thinking not about the return, whether they will know or not. Could be that yes.
Okay, check it again. I don't understand in all these things, so. But still, it seems to me that it still can be, there is benefit to it. Yes.
Another short thing, it also depends on the population itself, meaning an older population still takes the newspaper. You see, they're sitting in the coffee shops and reading newspapers. It's kind of, they have the time to sit and read it, also on stations, etc. But this is an older population. The younger ones, it's already Facebook, it's Instagram, it's Twitter. That's why it depends on who our population that we're aiming towards is.
Mm-hmm. But if it's for the older population, we need a bigger font. This font, I can't read it. Even though in the newspapers before, it was never bigger, actually. Maybe a bit clearer, the type of font. Okay, what?
A friend from Israel is asking whether friends who don't have a physical group can also participate in this dissemination of the newspaper and disseminate it even digital. Is it considered dissemination?
Yes, of course, each and every one.
Who should they turn to?
Who to turn to? Meir Lukshinsky. Where is that? Do you have some address in our website where you can hand out newspapers or something? Why are you laughing?
Every person, wherever he lives, he should turn to turn. We'll tell him where to go and get newspapers. He's with us.
Who does he turn to?
Come to me in some way.
Where are you? Maybe you give us your address, what street you're living, or what?
Whoever wants, go to the our central phone number, and they can find us. And we'll
get what phone number?
There's our number on the site, 1-700-509-209.
Oh, 1-700. Regarding the digital newspaper, that was a question. The digital newspaper is in our website, Kabbalah La'am. All the friends, any friend can just spread out the link.
Very well. Good.
Al-Salam from LA is asking, we have a big Jewish community, Israeli community in LA. Can we get a few copies of this newspaper in LA? How can we do that?
No. First of all, it's too Israeli. And it seems to me like it won't have an influence on that population that he's talking about. No. They themselves can print out one page there and give it out. I don't know. I'm talking in a very chilled manner about this population. We know these populations, and the topic of connection for them is very distant. I don't know what to do with you. What do you want from me? Dudi, do you want to manage the matter, please?
Eyal. I just wanted to suggest maybe a name for the newspaper of unity. Achdut. Just to have a name. Because if you ask what it is, I told him it's talking about connection in the people of Israel, love their friend as yourself. The response was very positive. I felt that there's this need, but if you had a name for the newspaper, unity, it would go in, sink in real strongly.
They will certainly accept it more than Kabbalah La'am.
Yeah, in the last moment we decided to change it to Kabbalah La'am. The question is, what do we prefer? That was a question. Why don't we just connection without Kabbalah?
Decide, I don't know. I don't know what yes, what not, and in general, if it's possible. Or
this is an ideological question.
Unity?
Kabbalah La'am, should this name, because we need some basis to this.
Kabbalah La'am is not the essence of the newspaper. It's an organization. So therefore, you don't put the name of the organization on the title, on the main title of the name of the newspaper. You put it, okay. That's how it came out. But how was it before that?
Kabbalah La'am. Either Kabbalah La'am. We had some time of the Arvut movement. Arvut in the title. And that's it. That's the two kinds of newspapers.
Arvut, they don't understand. They think that it's some kind of a bank guarantor thing. And here, Kabbalah La'am is also misunderstood. If it's Kabbalah, why is it for the people? And if it's for the people, why is it Kabbalah? So we need a name that it's understood to everyone. I think that.
So to look for a name, because many names were suggested, like the nation and all kinds of things.
No, that's repulsive. It's repulsive. Maybe the connection really. I don't know. Look how many people now want to talk now. I don't know.
Maybe we should conclude. So maybe we should conclude and move on to the next part.
Okay, so we're concluding. That's it. As far as the newspaper, the topic of the newspaper, send all your remarks to Dudi, and as far as the dissemination, to Meir, and I'm here, not the address for this. Okay? What's next?
Song and Congress.
No, Congress. Okay, wonderful. And for the time being, Mironi?
Admoni?
Is that here? Admoni? He's here.
Okay, in the upcoming Congress, a new book by the Rav is being published, and Moshe and I were going to explain about it a little bit. This book is called A Very Narrow Bridge, The Struggle for the Revelation of the Wisdom of Kabbalah. The Very Narrow Bridge, The Struggle for the Revelation of the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Maybe I'm going to read the back cover of the book. It describes the book, and then we'll talk about it. It's hard to stay indifferent when you hear these two words, the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Maybe one person will dismiss it, and someone else will talk about all the numerical values of the words. Someone else will recommend that you go to some graves of righteous people to pray there. Some people think it's about New Age or mysticism or religion. Some will be nostalgic about their grandpa that used to engage in it in hiding. As the years went by, there's so many interpretations to this wisdom, and today all the philosophies and the different currents are far from representing the true essence of this wisdom. What is the original wisdom of Kabbalah? It's an ancient wisdom, but it's also very relevant to today. Its foundations is the sources, but it's real new and relevant to these days. It's mysterious, but it's, for some people, it makes them stay away from it. This book, A Very Narrow Bridge, expresses the historical struggle of the people of Israel about the revelation of this wisdom of Kabbalah. It comes to show you this method and the reason for its concealment and what leads to its revelation today. The answers to these questions will take you to a very interesting journey of thousands of years, starting from the beginning of humanity in ancient Babylon through the Kabbalists of Tzfat, the rabbis in Venice, and the Jews in Vilnius, and the Hasidism by Baal Shem Tov in Ukraine, and today's strong resistance to the ideas of Baal HaSulam, Rav Yehuda Ashlag, and Rav Kook, that only wanted to disseminate this wisdom among the people. In the eyes of the greatest Kabbalists, the fact that the people are not interested in the wisdom, in the ideas of this wisdom, is the biggest problem of the 21st century. If we are not scared at all, and we cross this narrow bridge, we'll discover the new approach to life that this wisdom brings us. We'll expand the boundaries of the human wisdom and open new horizons. Before I explain about the book, I wanted Moshe to explain why he wanted to publish this book.
Just as I understand and know, the book is founded on conversations we had here in the morning. And if you remember, we had a whole week of resistance to the wisdom of Kabbalah conversations. We also did many discussions with Eli in the studio with Rav. And of course, Oren did several such discussions with Rav on this, and that's the material for the book. I think that this book is important for us as an organization to publish first so that we know how to explain why there's been resistance to the wisdom of Kabbalah, since it's also an internal resistance that each of us has, because we're the will to receive and we're resistant to connection and bestowal in general. We're resistant to the Creator in general. And also externally, we see that there are such phenomena throughout history. It's important to explain that it's throughout history. It's not that someone's resistant to us today all of a sudden. And the book has many materials that I didn't know. I've never been acquainted with this topic, and therefore it's important for us to read. I think each of us needs to read the book. Not every book we need to read, because we're learning Kabbalah every day, but this book has information that's very important so that we will be able to explain. And of course, anyone who's interested in the wisdom of Kabbalah, all the circles of students certainly need to read this in order to understand this whole process of resistance to the wisdom of Kabbalah. The book is not only about the resistance, but it also has an explanation of what the wisdom of Kabbalah is, but specifically that chapter is very important. So as an organization, it's very important for us to publish this book and for all our circles to know that there is such a matter and be able to explain it.
If a person studies Kabbalah today, he's usually, if he started studying, he is really enthusiastic about it. And usually the people around him, they have this question, what do you have to do with Kabbalah? Right? Have you stumbled upon this question ever? What are you doing there? So this book organizes your mind about what you have to do with Kabbalah. It comes to show why people are afraid of it, what is this fear based on, and it also comes to show this line that accompanies us throughout history, since this wisdom has been revealed and until today, where there are two lanes in the people of Israel, the inner lane of the Kabbalists, the greatest of the generation who pass on this torch from one generation to another, and all the resistance they get, all the bitter roots they've been fed throughout the generations. That's it. Rav, I'd like to ask you, what do you feel about this book?
I have a special attitude towards it. First of all, the feeling of where the resistance stems from, especially in those people that want to recognize this wisdom and come to the wisdom of Kabbalah and wants to breach into it and are willing. What are they willing for to do? They're willing to get to know the spiritual world, the Creator, what will open up for them. Meaning it's like a little child who wants to discover the world. This is all respectable and good and nice, but then they start to feel the beginning of the spiritual work, that it's all constructed on the basis of disappointments from the ego, that you need to build from that the field, the new field, the second floor that we call lately, for it to emerge later. But for the time being, it's just the person doesn't even know what he's walking towards. But he feels the resistance, the lack of interest, because if it's against the ego, what do I have to do there? And then he feels, just as he would come to, and just like he has in his soul the force for, he also has the force against. He has this against that in everyone, in order to give a person the ability to have free choice. This is why we see that many people leave, and even though they don't, other than leaving and going out of our path, they become our enemies, our haters. And this is how it's been throughout the generations. where does religion stem from in general and all these matters and this way of behavior that we see throughout the years? It used to be that everyone was well immersed in the knowledge of the Lord, and not to what just happened in the new generation, but in the descent and deterioration of generations, people, they knew what the wisdom of Kabbalah is talking about. So therefore, we need to understand that this knowledge of the struggle and hatred and against is just beginning to be clarified to us and not to everyone. And not the people of Israel and not the nations of the world understand what they have to go through, what a inversion they have to go through in their awareness, and to what extent they will have a true difficulty in this, and many questions. Therefore, this book, I think, is one of those study material books for us. It's not a book for some side book like just like that, that expands the horizons of a person. But it's truly a book that anyone who studies Kabbalah needs to know. And such will come. Such books will arrive, I'm certain, with the accordance of how we will want to discover in depth the essence of the general soul and how many stages and what stages it needs to go through as it's inverting from within outwards, becoming inside out and bringing forth its internality to the forefront. And this is why we have this work here. And it's wonderful work where there's no good other than that which stems from the bad. We have to discover it all and to see in all these things as a assistance against us, and to respect the Creator who has spinned these matters for us in such a manner, just as we learned today from there's none else besides Him, that He is the one who spins everything for us. And to, therefore, to see all these phenomena and all these disagreements and disasters, etc., as things that were necessary to be revealed, as only from the resistance, the clash, the disagreement, the hatred, can the opposite arrive. Love, connection, agreement, and unification, unity. Therefore, I think that this book is one of those true study material books for us, and it could be that as you read it, then we will also do several workshops on it, and it's worthwhile for you to know this well, because otherwise you won't be able to talk to anyone, just like Oren mentioned, that also with your relatives and with the students and with people in the street, in every way we need to know how to answer people, and in place of the rejection, to draw them towards correction. I've concluded. Wait, he wants to ask. What?
Not to ask, just to mention that this resistance to the wisdom of Kabbalah has, in these times, in our times, it has what we experience here, when people put different tags on us, which have nothing to do with the reality. Shani Sela from Jerusalem Group and I had a special course in the university, and we did work on it and how these different organizations work against us. And Tahir Shadmon went over all the money that they invest in just attacking us. Maybe we shouldn't deal with that. And to give our people a bit of information, regarding things that maybe people will ask him, you know, I read that this is you, that's what you did, and there you get the answers to these things.
Why can't we, in all those matters, do also with the book and all those things to make a true part in our site?
There's no way, and no reason. We can, and we should.
So moreover, Mushi, you here? Give the command. Yes. No, but I really think that there will be a continuation to the book. There will be a continuation. These are things, I'm not just talking as far as Chanoch is saying, or they're from dissemination or something. I'm talking about psychologically, to the extent in which we will learn how the will to receive, in order to receive, and in order to bestow, how contradicted they are, and how connected they are, and how much they move from one to the other. This is how we will actually engage more and more in hatred and in love, and in these two forms, how we will recognize between Pharaoh and the Creator our choice, and we will care for these things.
The book actually explains two sides of one coin. On the one hand, what Kabbalah is, assuming a person doesn't know. So we explain what Kabbalah means, and out of this explanation, it's clear why there is a resistance to it. Then you explain a bit more about what Kabbalah means, and then more about the resistance. In the end of the book, a person who reads it will understand what Kabbalah means, and also why people resist it. Not only today, since the beginning of history. So what we are experiencing now is just a link of a chain of generations of Kabbalists and the ones who resist them.
But with that, we need to understand that he doesn't need to know anything in the wisdom of Kabbalah to know this.
Anything. You hate it even if you don't know.
How this stems from the root, from the very beginning of everything. So from the shattering, it's that a person hates. And the justification later for hatred, as you can see with Baal Sulam towards Israel, these are things that are, if they're necessary, but hatred already exists. Yes.
I'll say one sentence about every chapter in the book so you can have the picture about how the book is built. The first chapter is about what the wisdom of Kabbalah, the image of Kabbalah. On the one hand, it's really recoiling. On the other hand, it's attractive. The second chapter is about the foundations of Kabbalah, where it comes from, Abraham, etc., how this nation was made on the basis of this wisdom. The third chapter talks about our Torah. We've been hearing about the Torah since kindergarten. We also had our exams in the high school. But there is a concealed, something we haven't heard about. There's a concealed part of this Torah, the language of branches, which is handed out from by the wisdom, the sages of the wisdom of Kabbalah. The next chapter is about the disconnection from the wisdom of Kabbalah. Starting from the temple, how the people engaged in it, and then they crashed in two stages. The first, the destruction of the first and the second temple. And then this wisdom stays only with a few people to pass it on through the generations. Then we go through the time of concealments in exile, when the sages of Kabbalah pass it on from one to the other, and they guard this wisdom. This chapter comes to show people that all the great people of this country were Kabbalists. No one knows this in this country. The next chapter starts in the 16th chapter, when this wisdom is starting to be revealed. Starting with the Ari and the Kabbalists, they start stumbling upon resistance. The Ari, the Ramchal, the Shabtai Tzvi, the false Messiahs, the Rashash, until we get to this 20th century's Kabbalists, Rav Kook, Baal HaSulam, and Rabash. We describe how these people felt and what they wanted to pass on to the people and the responses they got. The next part talks about the fact that this wisdom is universal, starting with a chapter that compares Kabbalah to religion and the differences between them, then Kabbalah, philosophy, mysticism, and we scrutinize the differences between Kabbalah and all the rest. And the last chapter is the 21st century in Kabbalah, how the good future of humanity depends on turning this wisdom into the wisdom of connection in our life. Okay, this book is targeted for anyone who studies Kabbalah. Personally, you'll enjoy it. You'll be moved by it. It will organize your mind and your heart. And people around us, as we said, usually they ask you, why are you studying Kabbalah? So this book is for them. It explains what this wisdom is and why it's so complex in our relation to it. Okay, so this is this book, very narrow bridge. I wanted to thank the team of Chaim Chadashim. Thanks to them, this book is born, all the exertion and all the shows we had, especially Efrat Kabra, Nitza Mazoz, Lechaim Bnei Baruch.
I'll just add, if we can show here in the newspaper, friends, there's advertisement of the book here. There's also a QR code here. Whoever scans it with the phone, he'll get to that landing page of our book where it's offered to be sold for a very low price.